From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Russia said Monday it is too early to comment on policy proposals from U.S. President-elect Donald Trump, who suggested in a newspaper interview he would back dropping sanctions against Russia in exchange for an agreement to reduce nuclear arms. Trump made his comments in a joint interview with the Times of London and Germany's Bild newspaper. He criticized Russia's intervention in Syria and repeated his campaign's real criticism of NATO, saying the alliance is obsolete and many members are not paying their share. But he also said, NATO is very important to me. Trump also said he had great respect for German Chancellor Angela Merkel, but faulted her for Germany's acceptance of migrants who had fled their countries because of war, political instability, or economic conditions. Just days before his inauguration, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has taken to Twitter and some interviews with the foreign press to reflect on his win and what he will do once he's inaugurated. Post-election polls showed Mr. Trump won largely because of tough talk when it comes to some nations such as China. In recent days, he said Beijing's One China policy should be up for discussion as part of future trade negotiations.
But for him to say that Taiwan should be a bargaining chip in some trade negotiations between China and Taiwan, I think is completely wrong and illegitimate. Taiwan is a separate nation. It's a middle-sized nation, and it should not become a bargaining chip. We have 23 million people who have democratized and live with human rights and democratization, and they certainly shouldn't be traded off for some supposed trade advantages that the United States might gain with China.
That's Monash University Taiwan expert Bruce Jacobs. Mr. Trump takes the oath of office as the 45th American president Friday at noon. VOA will have special coverage of the inauguration beginning 16 hours universal time on radio, television, and the Internet. This is VOA News. EU foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini is in Brussels for a meeting of EU foreign ministers. It is their first such meeting in the new year.
It will start with an outlook at priorities we'll be facing in this first month. We'll focus today especially on Syria. I'll update ministers on the work we're doing on the EU initiative with the regional powers and the discussions I've had in Geneva, especially with the new Secretary General of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, and Staffan de Mistura, but also with the Turkish minister.
Mogherini also said that they will focus on assessing the Iran nuclear deal on its first anniversary. Representatives of about 70 countries meeting in Paris have reaffirmed that only a two-state solution can resolve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The final communique of the one-day International Middle East Peace Conference also warned against any unilateral steps by either side that could undermine negotiations.
L'initiative que la France a lancée et à laquelle vous avez pleinement adhéré, c'était d'abord une alerte, car la solution des deux États...
Host French President François Hollande warned the long-standing and internationally backed two-state solution appears to be under threat. Neither the Palestinians nor the Israelis were present. Participants called on both sides to refrain from steps that prejudge the outcome of the negotiations, such as Jerusalem, borders, security, and refugees. Israeli spokesman David Keyes dismissed the meeting as counterproductive.
Well, this conference is really a futile conference, and it's one which is going to push peace further back. It's a little bit like marriage counseling with neither the husband nor the wife present, but 75 diplomats from around the world trying to solve a complex and rather intimate conflict.
Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas said he hopes the conference helps stop Israeli settlement activities in the occupied territories. Prosecutors have requested the arrest of the Samsung heir Yi Jae-young as a bribery suspect in the influence peddling scandal that led to the impeachment of South Korea's President Park Geun-hye. Investigators questioned Yi on allegations Samsung won government favors, such as getting backing for a merger in exchange for donating corporate funds to various entities controlled by Choi Soon-sil, a longtime friend of President Park. Choi has been jailed. He earlier denied the allegations. Samsung has had no comment. The health ministry in Kyrgyzstan says a cargo plane did in fact crash in a residential area just south the country's main airport that killed at least 37 people. It was a Turkish airline Boeing 747 jet that went down, where local emergency services are working on the scene. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.